Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is already December 14th, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 3 hours today. Paul Joseph Watson hasn't been on with us since he was in studio 3 weeks ago here in the United States. He'll be joining us from Sheffield, England, with a report on a whole host of different issues. We're under martial law right now, and back in 1998, I wrote an article with Ed Homan called Martial Law is Here, and it's a 3 on the Richter scale. Now we're at about a 7.5, maybe even an 8. We are under martial law. The federal takeover is ongoing right now. Everything they plan to do, everything they've set up, every precedent they've tried to develop and promote is now in place right now. And it's creeping death. Now, remember that when I saw Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge 3 years ago on C-SPAN at a big corporate meeting with all these corporate bigwigs, he said, you're going to have an ID card to walk down the street. We're going to have militarized police everywhere searching you. What you see in the airports will be America. So it isn't a crystal ball that I have because I predicted all this. I just saw them say it. We wrote articles about it. We warned people. And then you've seen the examples in Miami where the police just announced, we're going to go out search you and look at all of your goods and check your ID. Has nothing to do with stopping terrorists, nothing to do with keeping you safe. It's just about training you to live in fear. Now, I'm looking at an Associated Press photo. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Viper teams, oh, what a nice name, patrol mass transit facilities, look for suspicious individuals. And they're nationwide. They're right here in Texas. And imagine men in camo and black uniforms, camo and black, with body armor, with Heckler & Koch MP5 9mm submachine guns, walking by the train in Houston, walking by the buses in New York, the buses in Chicago, all over the country, and staring at you and looking at you with dogs. Randomly does absolutely nothing to keep it, if you're, quote, looking for terrorists, which don't exist outside of the Defense Department carrying out terror attacks. Then I have another one here. Secret database, Pentagon spies on suspicious domestic groups. If you are a mother and you go and complain at the school about recruiters harassing your child, the Department of Defense starts spying on you with physical assets. It's all right here in the article. And the military is quite proud of it. Anything you do is tracked by the military. Now, this has been going on for decades, and it's even admitted in the article. Finally, an honest story from MSNBC. And MSNBC says it's horrible, it's police state, it's martial law, that they've gone too far. But see, they're just throwing it in our face right now. But the border is wide open, and if you're a real Taliban or al-Qaeda general and you're captured by our troops, you're ordered to release them by the CIA director that calls you up screaming at you on the telephone. And that's all. They've been caught dozens and dozens of times. They are government. They do work for the government to scare you into submission. Have you figured that out yet? So when we get back, I'm going to try to be calm and go over this. We are now seeing the takeover. It isn't coming. It's here. It's happening now. And they're just announcing it to everyone. They're passing a law here in Austin. No more free speech, no more protesting, if they say. They're actually expanding the new Patriot Act and spinning it, and none of the activists have picked up on this. They are expanding it right now, and people haven't even caught up to speed on that. I guess I've got to write more articles on it myself. I mean, this stuff is all so obvious. They're moving against us right now, Red Dawn, in slow motion. Stand by for more. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had just massive increases in traffic by listeners that don't listen on the AM or FM dial or on the satellite or shortwave, but listen via the worldwide internet, the web. So we've had some growing pains the last 2.5 weeks, but thanks to the work of the folks of the network and others out there, we are starting to add some smaller streams. They're not the big 1,000 or 2,000 streams that tend to have problems sometimes. We've added just today a 500 stream, coming from InfoWars.com. And over the next few days, I hope to add several more 500 streams just as backups for those that sporadically have outages. So you can go to InfoWars.com right now, and there's 500 streams there for you additionally to all the network streams that are up and going. And, yes, we're going to be adding quite a few more streams. We're just upgrading a particular server right now. So all of the problems should be fixed. If you want something done right, I guess you got to do it yourself. So that's up on InfoWars.com right now. Okay. For those that are tuning in for the first time, this is not a liberal show. It's not a conservative show. I am a constitutionalist. I defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I am a patriot. I love America. I don't go off of what politicians say. I go off of their actions, their deeds. And I know for a fact that our two parties are owned by an international crime syndicate that calls themselves the New World Order Globalist, Globalism, Global Governance, Interconnectivity, Sustainable Development. These are the little tag names this mafia organization calls itself by. And they're a mafia that took over. They're a mafia that bought up most of the media. They're a mafia that got control of our central banks and prints the money. They're a mafia that is basically into eugenics and into purifying the race and into exterminating roughly, on average, when there's different reports, 80 to 95%, but we like to say about 85%. That's the average that we get from them when they openly in major publications say their plan is to kill us just as soon as they get us into compact, militarized police state cities. And again, you'll see all this happen. Many of you won't listen today, but 10 years from now, as you're being exterminated in your compact city, you just remember, you gave up all your liberties, you gave up your freedom, they promised you safety, and it just got worse and worse. And it won't be Al CIA to kicking down your door. It'll be brainwashed, drugged out stormtroopers who today are playing violent video games with zits all over their face, and tomorrow will be taking you to a forced labor camp. Now, I'm not joking. I'm not saying this for effect. This is really what's going to happen. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? These people don't play games. This isn't a joke. This isn't a drill. This is the real deal. Now, understand, my friends, I have watched the congressional hearings with my two fat eyeballs. I have read Rex 84. I have seen the documents. It is an admitted declassified plan to take over the country and to have the military-industrial complex take full receipt of the nation for the private interests that own them. Eisenhower warned you of this since 1960. It's now happening. They have slowly changed the military's culture. They have slowly twisted the military. They have slowly corrupted the military. For 30-plus years, they've been questioning the troops. Will you fire on American citizens in select units? On average, 76% say no. Some cases, 80-plus percent, but the average is in the mid-70s. Those guys get rotated overseas, are given deadly vaccines, are used like toilet paper. The sickos that say they will are promoted, are moved into law enforcement, are put into other positions of power over our lives. Some are evil, some are stupid, but most of them just want a paycheck and to exercise power and aren't too bright and just aren't realizing what they're part of. I have witnessed with my own eyeballs the military pulling citizens of Central Texas over long before 9/11. I, with my own eyes, have videotaped military checkpoints and drills. Mike Hansen's done it. I've made three videos about it. Police State 2000, Police State 2 the Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. I've been to urban warfare drills where they're training to break you and your family up, to take your children, to take your firearms, to put you in a camp. Now, that was in the late 90s. Those films are evergreen. They're more pertinent today than they were when I made them. Because you watch them now and it's all mainstream. It was unknown. It was unbelievable. People would watch Police State 2000 with the Coronado troop ship landing and disgorging 4,000 Marines and 4,000 other foreign troops. And they actually thought I hired ships and helicopters and troops. I had a major movie director look at it and he said between $40 and $50 million just to shoot those scenes. People didn't know how to search on a search engine. They didn't know how to call. They didn't know they could go to the Marine Corps' own website and look at photos of the very stuff I videotaped where they bragged about it. They couldn't believe Colonel Love of the Marine Corps admitting this was for America. They couldn't believe the troops in their high-tech black and gray uniforms training to do this to us, now becoming the dominant uniform. They couldn't believe it. You didn't want to believe it. You think I want to believe this? You think I like this? You think this is fun? It isn't fun. It's the real world. You can't choose to not believe it. It is happening. But still, as the Delta Force in the Army did its training with foreign troops, and as they terrorized cities all over the country, firing into restaurants in Miami and trying to bribe police chiefs in San Antonio, all on record, and as all of this happened, and crashing helicopters in Houston and terrorizing people in old St. Louis and on and on and on and on and being thrown out of Charlotte's, as all of this happened, people began to wake up. But let me tell you something. The martial law is now here. When the Secret Service calls up a business owner of a coffee shop across from the federal courthouse in Memphis, Tennessee, and says, no anti-Bush signs, take them down. And the guys, I don't even have anti-Bush signs. Well, we're just calling everybody. That's your job. You understand. You'll be arrested if you don't. So he went and put a sign up saying that George Bush's people told me. And then it came out that this was happening nationwide. When the Secret Service arrests people, give the police orders to arrest people because they're not in a free speech zone, standing there with a sign, and it's selectively done with 500 Bush supporters that are left alone, that's martial law, baby. Okay? This is all martial law. But it's what degree of martial law? Well, there's been a substantive acceleration. So here's your headline. America now under martial law. It's a creeping, slow motion martial law, but now it's going from slow motion to regular speed. And as I watch the tape, it's beginning to even fast forward. So we're hitting that flashpoint right now. All over the country, they're passing city ordinances. I'm getting more details of the new one here in Austin that I've been reading about, where it's a new order rule. Just, oh, if we say your protest isn't orderly, we arrest you all. Or if, oh, we don't like your protest, we arrest you. Or if you're anywhere else, and we're just going to maintain order. What is this all about? Why is the Secret Service getting the new Patriot Act about to pass this week actually expanded and beefed up to where any event they want anywhere with any individual under their protection, they can just randomly anywhere tell you there's no right to demonstrate or protest? Again, the end of America, ladies and gentlemen. Why are they gearing up? What are they planning? What do they know is going to happen that we're not going to put up with, that we're not going to go along with? And the answer is the implosion of the dollar, the implosion of the economy, the national draft, another terror attack that will launch World War IV. The Cold War was World War III, according to their historians. And then I see articles like this. Viper teams patrol mass transit facilities, look for suspicious individuals. Images of men in military outfits, federal police, federal militarized police, federal troops, marching in Houston and enlist a bunch of other cities, aiming machine guns at American citizens while the border stays wide open. This is martial law. Federal troops. Federal air marshals, see, you wonder why they got $24,000 a year more starting pay on top of what Border Patrol got. You wonder why so many quit, around half the Border Patrol? Because they openly said it isn't just going to be on the planes. TSA is now trained, remember at the RNC and then Bush's inauguration, TSA was in control. It's going to be everywhere, shopping malls. They're going to train local police. Remember Miami announcing, oh, we're going to dress up in full battle gear and go out and demand all your IDs and search you at shopping malls and banks. It's just literal roving squads of men in military outfits searching you. Line up against the wall, we're going to search you. Just random. Total, I mean, during the worst days of the Soviet Union, they didn't do this. They just came to your house and got you. I mean, this is just off the scale. Off the scale. But 2,000 less Border Patrol than there were on 9/11 now on the southern border. But you hear every night on Fox News how they beefed it up. Total bull. Just like they tell you Bush's amnesty plan is an amnesty. Then they count on you not checking it out. They just love it. I'm trying to be controlled here. I'm so mad. It goes on. As of Wednesday, the Transportation Security Administration said, it just said, teams of undercover air marshals and uniformed law enforcement officers were descending on bus stations, ferries, and transit systems across the country to protect them from potential terrorists. We just want to develop the capability to enhance security outside of aviation. You think it's bad at the airport, folks? I told you, I saw Ridge say nationwide it will be like that. And it goes on, air marshals stepped outside of their usual role of flying undercover on airlines after Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans. See, that was all a beta test, gun confiscation, all of it. They were sent to keep order at Louis Armstrong International Airport, where thousands of evacuees converged after the levees were breached. The so-called Visible Intermodal Protection and Response Teams, or VIPER teams, will patrol Amtrak's Cobra. See, they model themselves after that. Will patrol Amtrak's Northeast Corridor and Los Angeles rail lines, ferries in Washington State, bus stations in Houston, and mass transit systems in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, and other cities. More details when we get back. And then we're getting more information on just who the military is watching. They're everywhere. They're all over the place watching you. And they're setting up neighborhood watch programs. The Pentagon is. And it's actually in the local news items. They go, well, there's no real terrorists, so we're going to have you look for drugs, okay? Spy on your neighbors. We're the Pentagon.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself in the bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Imagine Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas. You're walking down the street. There's men in military garb with submachine guns, dogs. They walk up to you. Need to see your ID identification. And they're all former military, been running operations at the border. And see, now you're an illegal alien in your own country. You're a U.S. citizen. The illegal aliens will walk to your left, walk to your right. They're untouchable, but you will fall. Fall into the grasp of the New World Order. I mean, this photo of the police dogs and these idiots engaging in these federal crimes, state crimes. It's a total violation of the 10th Amendment to have this going on. It's so un-American. This hasn't happened since Reconstruction. My ancestors here in Texas actually threw the feds out two separate times out of the Capitol. That's why the governor is a puppet in Texas, and the lieutenant governor really has all the power, because the feds continue to install governors down here. I mean, this is just in your face. It continues, and they say that they're just going to be everywhere now, just overnight. No announcement, just boom. Hey, you're going to see TSA, air marshals, because they're not going to really be on the planes anymore, and now we've trained just thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of them, and they're going to be working with local police and these little MJTF, multi-jurisdictional, you know, federal task forces. And they're just randomly just feeding on us like great white sharks feeding on salmon or something. I just don't even know what to say. And it says some members of the team will be obvious to the traveling public and wear jackets bearing TSA name on back. Others will be plainclothes air marshals scanning the crowds for suspicious individuals. TSA expects to find new ways to quickly deploy resources in the event of an actual threat. And it goes on and on and on. Now, understand, folks, that this is the equivalent. It's the same thing in Miami, where all these cities are now announcing, not just Miami, oh, we're going to be randomly out searching you, randomly surrounding buildings and randomly demanding all your IDs. Just randomly, that'll stop terrorists. That's like saying, we think a terrorist is somewhere in the United States, so we're going to randomly, let's say, go to Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico and surround the cave and make all the tourists come out and put their hands up and check their IDs. And it's equivalent of saying, we think terrorists could be somewhere in the U.S., so we're going to go to Niagara Falls. Or we think terrorists could be somewhere, so we're going to go to Walmart in Kansas City and search everyone in the parking lot. It's about training you to be a slave. It's about acclimation. It's admitted. So this is martial law. They said they were going to do it. They said, how many times did we tell you how they openly said, we're going to train you how to learn how to be a slave, be searched, be prodded. You don't answer our questions just right. You're going to go to jail at the airport. Now the same stuff. Remember the FBI last year? They said, we want checkpoints and metal detectors at all shopping malls, and people laughed. Oh, yeah, right. Folks, this will be the new economy. It isn't going to be General Motors. It isn't going to be Dell Computers. Do you understand? The new economy, it already is prisons and law enforcement, but it's going to get, that's already the biggest, it's going to get even bigger. And that's what all the big new, the number one fastest growing and now one of the largest majors people are taking is Homeland Security, and they're learning how to be spies, how to spy on Americans. Listen, I've got the news piece out of Colorado. And it's happening nationwide, where they openly, it's in the article, in the local TV news piece, text out of Colorado Springs. But it's going on all over the country, not just where NORTHCOM and the dictatorship is based. And it says, well, we're here to fight terrorism, and we're getting the neighborhood watch programs under a federal program of SecureCorps and CitizenCorps. Now, remember SecureCorps 3.5 years ago, where it was in the Philadelphia Daily News? Where they were training the kids in checkpoints and warrant service and what are your parents doing? See, that's how we fight terrorists. See, there's no real terrorism in the classical sense. So terrorism is illegal drugs in your medicine cabinet. It's marijuana. It's family violence. It's literal Stasi East German America. And it's, you don't have to believe me. It's in the Associated Press. I'll never forget the one out of New Jersey where it said that well, fighting terrorists, we look for priests. We look for women that look like they're pregnant. And terror is all crime. See, that's in Section 802 of the Patriot Act that they're about to, by the way, beef up. Why am I so frustrated? No one seems to figure out they're beefing it. No one's allowed to see the latest versions. And now we're talking to congressmen in a meeting, and it says they're actually going to add new provisions and, quote, make changes. And those changes are where if you do anything they don't like, they arrest you. The Secret Service does as a new federal police force commanding these TSA goons, actual federal military goons running around checking our papers. And folks, I mean, you can read it in their own articles. There's no terrorist here in our little town, so we need you to get in these local meetings. The Army comes in and teaches them how to spot crime, Now get out there and fight the crime. You're all our junior deputies now. The military is in control. It's bad enough to have citizen spies. Now troops are in control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sometimes getting older can be a real pain in the back. Lower back aches, sciatic nerve pain, or that knife in the back feeling is something many of us have learned to suffer through. But now, we don't have to. The Sacro Wedgie uses the same principle used by chiropractors and osteopaths to correct the alignment of the spine by supporting the sacrum and letting gravity do the rest. Simply line your back with the Sacro Wedgie under your sacrum and relax for about 20 minutes. You can actually feel many of these aches and pains just go away. Use the Sacro Wedgie regularly, and many of these problems just don't come back. Get your Sacro Wedgie today for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and ask about the neck support for perfect spinal alignment, too. Yeah, getting older is a pain, but it doesn't have to hurt. Get your Sacro Wedgie today. Specify if it's for a man or a woman, and call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and give yourself a wedgie.
In Illinois, Gill in Texas, Mike in Louisiana. Your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I need to finish up, though, this diatribe about the military and the police and the open martial law. Just on record, remember, especially Austin nights, remember 10, 11 years ago, Alex Jones talking about martial law, Alex Jones talking about how there'd be terror attacks and how they'd set up a police state and how it would get worse and worse. How did I know all that? Again, so many people go, are you psychic? No. I was simply reading their own publications. I was simply looking at what the military was doing. I was simply aware of history. I mean, when Caesar finally became dictator in Rome, right before Christ's time, how did he do it? He brought his troops in. That was totally illegal. You could have the empire outside, but you couldn't bring your troops across the Rubicon from the north, even into Rome proper, within hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of the city of Rome, into Italy, into the heart of the empire. This is a no-brainer. How many congressmen, Bob Barr, Ron Paul, how many chief economists, Paul Craig Roberts, Morgan Reynolds, all these people on here telling you they're gearing up for martial law. We may actually go into a Soviet-style America. This is not a joke. And now the last 3 years, martial law might come after the next terror attack. Well, martial law isn't so bad. Well, we need to get rid of posse comitatus. Well, troops need to run your daily lives. And then all these former generals and experts who are still patriots go, that won't stop terrorists. Troops don't keep you safe. Troops are for suppressing entire populations. Troops are for holding entire areas. This is pure baloney, folks. You think Iraq? Look, the globalists are criminals who will lie about Iraq to get that oil and money and power. They'll lie to get control here. Don't you know that's how you get Pinochets and Hitlers and Fidel Castros and Mao Zedongs and Lenins and Khrushchevs? That's how you get these people. They go, I'm in control. I got the military. I'm taking over. And they got a bunch of flowery propaganda, and they got IBM and Lockheed Martin all running public service announcements about how Big Brother's good and it's a great thing. And, oh, when you go out to see the college basketball game or football game, there's going to be some local troops volunteering to search you. And, oh, down at Zachary Middle School in San Antonio and schools all over San Antonio, oh, the Army's here to tell the kids about discipline and to search them and to walk them across the street and just to boss them around. It's all acclamation, just hundreds of pieces of intel every week coming. Military here, military there, military in police uniforms doing SWAT raids with police, Delta Force doing raids, regular Army doing raids, giant urban warfare training drills from Little Rock to San Francisco with troops last year and foreign troops, and foreign troops are here to help, and oh, Mexican troops are here to help with the flood in New Orleans, and oh, Dutch troops, and oh, British troops, and oh, well, the troops had open fire on people, and oh, we have to confiscate some guns now, oh, well. This is all these different indicators. See, it's so hard to even integrate them all and cover them all here. It makes me so mad. I love this country so much. And to see classical wickedness taking over, to see the exact paradigm, wavelength, frequency, signature, by the book, I mean the textbook, takeover, but in slow, calculated, deathly wicked motion. And so Viper Patrols, and they're absolutely, with federal grants coming in and commandeering, it's right here in the articles, they're coming in, you'll just have a squad for your city of maybe 50 TSA goons who've already gotten their fangs a little wet, already gotten some blood. Why, the head of the military right now helped run the Waco operation, killing little kids. But these boys, you know, they just got them some blood out there in Miami with somebody having a Prozac moment. Turns out he didn't say bomb. Turns out he didn't do anything. He was having a panic attack. They gun him down. They lie about it. Then they admit they lied. Nothing happens. They get commended. You see, and now I'm starting to think that was a psyop. I'm starting to think that was staged. Who are those officers? I bet those weren't even TSA. I bet the boys doing the gunning, but those are some Special Defense Department boys. Now I agree with Paul Watson's analysis. This was a coming out party. Hey, we're going to kill you. We're going to set the precedent we got over in England, gunning somebody down 14 times in the head and lying about him. And it turns out Menendez didn't run. He got a newspaper and strolled on, and they walked on that thing and sat on him and executed him. Maybe he wasn't one of their operatives. Maybe they just wanted to set the precedent. Well, regardless, we're going to have all these trigger-happy goons who come back from Iraq, where they're allowed to just sit there off the side of the road, randomly shooting up little minivans full of kids. Oh, yeah, we got video of it, where they run over people's cars if they're caught out in the field, quote, stealing firewood. They shoot the vehicle and laugh and then run over it laughing in gang memberville. And besides, these young men would be Crips and Bloods and white supremacist gangs if they weren't out in Iraq. So let them enjoy themselves. The dregs are now being pumped into the war effort. And mixing in a lot of good men and women in the middle of it, it's totally despicable. totally criminal. This government is not our government. It is an illegitimate criminal operation that has been hijacked by criminals. I indict them. This is a declaration of independence against their martial law. We are the real Americans. They are illegitimate. They have seized control of this country. They are engaging in criminal activities. I have sworn an oath on air to the Bill of Rights and to the Constitution, and I will defend it. And you are larcenous traitors, whether you're ignorant or whether you're on a power trip or whether you're one of the sociopathic controllers of this, you are criminals. You are attempting to set the precedent for a larger military takeover. And then I have this. Again, I've been telling you for 4 years the stuff in the airports was to go nationwide because they said so. And now they're doing it. Now, and I've videotaped the Marines long before 9/11 trying to break your family up and take your guns and put you in a forced labor camp. And Michael Savage calls for it every day. Secret database Pentagon spies on suspicious domestic groups. A year ago, a Quaker meeting house in Lake Worth, Florida, a small group of activists met to plan a protest of military recruiting at local high schools. What they don't know is that their meeting had come to the attention of the U.S. military. A secret 400-page Defense Department document obtained by MSNBC lists Lake Worth meeting as a threat to the military in one of the more of 1,500 suspicious incidents across the country over the 10-month period. This peaceful, educational-oriented group being a threat is incredible, says Ivy Gracho, a member of the Florida group called the Truth Project. This is incredible. And it says the group's member, Rich Hirsch, this is an example of paranoia by our government. He says, we are not doing anything illegal. The Defense Department document is the first inside look at how the U.S. military has stepped up intelligence collection inside this country since 9/11. Bull. They were raiding gun dealers in 1988. Marine Corps Force Recon and Police Uniforms, which again is set a precedent in Norfolk, Virginia, which now includes the monitoring of peaceful anti-war and counter-military recruiting groups. Yeah, you don't want your kid being threatened? You sign the dotted line or I'll have you arrested. They've been caught on tape doing that. They call up answering machines and say that. They bully these kids who are dumb as dirt. Their parents are dumb as dirt. They just drool watching TV all day. These recruiters swagger in, lie to them, sign them up. It's the 21st century version of press gangs. I think Americans should be concerned that the military, in fact, has reached too far, says NBC News military analyst Bill Arkin. Bill Arkin's usually pretty neoconish, but he's even having to say it's bad. I mean, folks, this is just, and it gets into moms who complain about their kids getting recruited. Well, the Pentagon drops by. The Defense Department documented its first inside look, blah, 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 and it goes on. The Department of Defense declined repeated requests. I've had troops taking video of me. I mean, before 9/11, they've been out there forever. The Department of Defense, but oh, when they actually tried to stop the CIA double agents, the decoys, remember Able Danger? Army Intelligence and Defense Intel knew exactly. And now they're going to indict the Army colonel who went public and saying they knew who the hijackers were and were ordered not to stop them. W-199-I. And then it becomes some political football. Well, Clinton blocked Able Danger, too, and so did Bush, so it's okay, because they're both government. It's the same criminal enterprise. Does it make it okay because Bill Clinton did it or because George Bush did it? They're not running anything. Do you understand? The Army is not allowed, when they get intel, clear intel, this guy is going to board a plane and hijack it. Don't you stop him. Don't you even, you leave him at that flight school. You don't touch him. Well, why? You'll see. Because they were creating a history, a ledger. The Arabs, who were CIA and Defense Intel and a group even above that, that is hired individuals, they believed that they were part of a live-action drill to see, just like the Navy SEALs will practice taking over embassies or practice trying to get bombs on planes. Well, they thought that's what they were doing. I've confirmed this. We've confirmed this. Let me say it again. We have confirmed it. But Defense Intelligence, Army Intelligence didn't know that. And they've got them so busy out sitting around, sewing circles with little limp-wristed hippies eating cookies. They're out at these little socialist meetings, I mean, about as dangerous as a ladybug, Meanwhile, we've got them every time they capture a Taliban or Al-Qaeda general, they're ordered to release them. Every time they, somebody at the embassy says this is a terrorist, they're ordered, no, it's part of an anti-terror training op. They're ours. Let these men in. I have the heads of embassies saying they were ordered to let the supposed hijackers in because it was part of a government operation anti-terror training. Okay, I have that. I've had the head of the embassy on. I have read the news articles and covered it and talked to the individual, but he wouldn't come on air at the time, but it's been in the news. The Defense Language School dean who was forced to train the supposed hijackers. And he said, no, George Bush is behind it. And then they threatened to arrest him and all that, and then the story shut down. Okay? So we've got them coming through the embassies, and the embassies being told they're government agents. We've got the Army Intelligence and Defense Intelligence being told, back off, it's part of a larger operation. We then have them trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station for their actual training, then creating ledger training, some of these other CIA fronts. We have them, and then we have actor James Woods on a flight from New York to L.A. that was stopping in Phoenix, the waypoint. And they're on board this plane, and there's these four guys, including Muhammad Adam, and they're getting up, doing suspicious things, wandering around, saying things, and he gets off in Miami, he gets off in Phoenix, and he says, get the police, hijackers. Woods has never been known to act like this. You know, he's a very professional individual, very talented as well. I'm a fan of him. And the FBI comes to him and says, you keep your mouth shut. This is part of a national security operation. You'll be arrested if you say anything else. And by the way, you can't get back on that plane. And the plane just flies off with them on board. I mean, I can go on for several more hours. Would you like me to? Government operatives, do you? But no, Alex Jones gets to have military follow me around, take pictures of me, and military swagger up at meetings and say, hey, you want to do something violent? Now just go get out of here. Where's your car? I'll walk over and videotape it, and they freak out and drive off. Or I've had two of the guys get out at the TV station and go, well, we hear you've been talking about your team. What's that mean? I go, I know you want to get some operational funding to mess with me. By team, I mean my news team. I mean the team of people working for me. Don't try to designate us as a domestic militarist group so you can mess with me. Get out of here, criminal! This is before 9/11. I've been dealing with this scum for a long time, and I'm sick of it. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves listening right now. You know all about Able Danger. You know all about the embassies. You know all about the Defense Language School. You see, that dean's a real man. That dean's a real American for going public and saying it was the government. I trained the hijackers in language, in code. At the Defense Language School, they have been given full intelligence agent training. And I'm supposed to ignore that while the military tries to stick a magnifying glass down my throat? You people make me sick. I'm sorry. This peaceful, education-oriented group being a threat is incredible, says Ivy Gracho. Then it goes on with the NBC military analyst saying it's very, very dangerous. And it goes on to say the Department of Defense declined repeated requests by NBC News for an interview. A spokesman said that all domestic intelligence information is properly collected. Uh-huh. Your cocaine shipments are properly collected, too. It involves protection of Defense Department installations, interest, and personnel. The military has always been a legitimate force protection mission inside the U.S. to protect its personnel and facilities from potential violence. But the Pentagon now collects domestic intelligence that goes beyond legitimate concerns about terrorism or protecting U.S. military installations, says critics. Four dozen anti-war meetings, a DOD database obtained by NBC, and that's nothing, includes nearly four dozen anti-war meetings or protests, including some that have taken place far away from any military installation. Well, of course. Post a recruiter center. One incident included in the database is a large anti-war protest in Hollywood and Vine in Los Angeles last March that included effigies of President Bush and anti-war protester banners. Another incident mentions a planned protest against military recruiters last December in Boston and a planned protest last April at McDonald's National Salute to America's Heroes. The Fort Lauderdale protest was deemed not to be a credible threat, and a column in the database concludes U.S. group exercising constitutional rights. 243 other incidents in the database were discounted because they had no connection to the Department of Defense, yet they all remained in the database. The DOD has strict guidelines, and it goes into this database. This is a long article, folks. I just read one page. There's three more. They've got this database in here. I'm trying to find it. It's something watch, person watch, and it hooks into the police departments, everybody else, and it's all your what you surf, what you do, your digital algorithms, your biometrics. The DOD has strict guidelines adopted in December 82 that limit the extent to which they can collect and retain information on U.S. citizens. Still, the DOD database includes at least 20 references to U.S. citizens or U.S. persons. So, folks, it's illegal form to torture people, but they do it to death and rape children in front of their parents. I mean, come on. Other documents obtained by NBC News show the Defense Department is clearly increasing its domestic monitoring activities. One DOD briefing document stamped secret concludes, we have noted increasing confirmation, communication, encouragement between protest groups using the Internet.
Ooh. Ooh. How evil.
The increased monitoring disrupts some military observations. It means that they're actually collecting information about who's who at protest. Folks, you can go to a Second Amendment protest. There's troops there taking photos. I mean, what do you... Some former DOD intelligence officials share his concern and what was Arkin's concern. It means that they're actually collecting information about who's at those protests, the discrepancies, descriptions of vehicles at those protests, says Arkin. One of the domestic level, this is unprecedented, he says, I think it's the beginning of enormous problems and enormous mischief for the military. The beginning... You're not stupid. You know they've been out there gooning about for decades. And it just goes on and on. It gets so much worse. There's articles here where U.S. military has testified they're ordered to spy on U.S. citizens for any reason. Just you're involved in anything, you're being spied on. And it's just your military turned against you. That's called martial law. Martial law. Martial law is here.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I know I haven't gone to Kitty or Chris or Mike or Gil or Eddie yet. It's just that... And how am I supposed to be calm about this? I'm seeing the actual murder of America. And all these well-meaning military and other people marching around with guns, searching us, doing all of this. And it's just a joke. It's a sick joke. And this is only a prelude to something bigger. They're putting all this in place for a reason, boys and girls. It is to suppress the general public. That's what the battle formation is. That's what the entire operation, admittedly. See, they don't hide it when you go to one of their drills. It's to break up families, take over cities, process neighborhoods domestically. But then when it's on the news, well, it's a terrorist, and then you see their definition of a terrorist, and it's anything that doesn't worship world government and slit its wrist when ordered. You know, when they say cut your own head off, you say, you know, you just ask, you know, how fast to do it and how they like it. You know, what type of platter they like it on. And they're changing the rules to take your pension funds. They're changing the rules on everything. I mean, they're really gearing up to rape the daylights out of us here. And I know while they're doing it to you, you'll smile and go, thank you, government, thank you. It's so sick. They're even going to take the cops' pension funds. They'll thank them, too. They'll love it. I mean, it's just, you got a dumbed-down, mindless, giggling population. The elite knows you'll take anything, and they're going to rape you. Simple. I've got more here. Patriot Act provisions target protesters. Same thing they're trying to pass here locally in Austin. Like, where's my document? I just... had that. On December 15th, City Council will vote on amendments to the so-called public order ordinance. And it's just amazing. And by the way, it says right here, we believe that this broad applications of this anti-job-seeking ordinance and the amendments that would extend its scope unethically and illegally limit honest activities like seeking employment, canvassing, requesting... Charitable contributions, advertising, or car wash, resting on a sidewalk, or even opening a lemonade stand. Yeah, you can't stand anywhere on any street, can't protest. You see, they lost a bunch of lawsuits. It was with the local disabled group. They were out there protesting Bush right before he became president, and they would arrest him for just being on the large sidewalk protesting. And they won a bunch of $100,000 lawsuits. So I can go bullhorn Vicente Fox now when he comes to speak with Rick Perry. Under this, they're going to, of course, I'll let you take me to jail and I'll sue you. What they do, though, is they take me to jail and then magically drop all the charges. So it's kind of like they just get me off the street and then this has happened a couple times and drop the charges. But I don't know. And we got calls from listeners. I did have the synopsis sent to me of the, you know, shows on Fox where the person protests, so they give them 8 years in prison and the judge says it's good and that's the moral of the story. Oh, yes. See, everything is brainwashing. Why do they want to stop protesting? What are they so afraid of? Because they know when they take your pension funds, cops, you're going to be out protesting. Sorry. I know. Laugh at me. I know. It's funny. It's funny. You'll be laughing later. Don't worry. And then here it is. Patriot Act provision targets protesters. And it just says the whole areas of cities will be free speech zones, and this expands that to where you'll be federally charged, not just locally charged. Because the way it is now... Again, the president's parade route, you want to stand there with a sign saying he's a goon. There's all these Bush supporters. There's been a whole bunch of these cases. We've had the victims on. And here comes Bush, and they got an anti-Bush sign, and they say they don't want to go along with it. And the Secret Service walks over and goes, arrest that man. And they get 6 months in jail, a year in jail. Now it's going to be where the Secret Service does it, and you get years in prison. Tiananmen Square, baby. The new America. Hope you enjoy it. Border stays wide open. And just wait till the globalists start nuking cities, man. It's going to get bad. The good news is we know you're the terrorist. And for every PrisonPlanet.tv member, listen to me. For every PrisonPlanet.tv member, do me a favor. Go there, download, burn copies of all my films and all the material that's available to you. Start giving it to people. Start emailing it to folks. Just spread the word. Let's all be activists. Let's expose these murdering terrorists before they strike again. Stop them!
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.